Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Tuesday, September 14, 2010. Second round of peace talks end in Egypt with calls for Israel to extend settlement freeze. Meanwhile, Israeli military opened fire at non-violent protest in Gaza. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli military opened fire at Palestinian and international protesters who gathered near the borders of Beit Hanun town in the northern Gaza Strip on Tuesday. Protesters used shovels to fill up a trench the Israeli military dug to cut off local farmers from their land adjacent to the borders to create a buffer zone. As soon as the work started, Israeli soldiers stationed at the borders opened fire at unarmed civilians. Protesters were forced to move back temporarily and started over. However, troops opened live fire again at the protesters, and the organizers agreed to call the action off. In the West Bank, Israeli soldiers stationed at Al-Hamra military checkpoint in the Jordan Valley detained a group of Palestinian workers on Tuesday morning and assaulted them, a Palestinian media source reported. Nimer Sawafta, one of the attacked workers, said soldiers beat him up with their rifle butts and batons, and he was moved to a local hospital as he sustained moderate wounds. In political news, the U.S. called on Israel to continue settlement freeze to keep peace alive. Speaking following trilateral talks between the U.S., Israel, and the Palestinians Tuesday morning in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, U.S. Special Envoy George Mitchell has reaffirmed the U.S. government's desire for Israel to continue the settlement freeze. Earlier today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that he would not continue the moratorium but was willing to only build in the main settlements rather than create new ones. On his part, the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has stated numerous times since the restart of the peace talks 2 weeks ago that if the settlement freeze is not extended, the Palestinian delegation will end their attendance at the talks. The claimed 10-month freeze is due to end in late September. The Israeli settlement watchdog Peace Now reported last month that there had been 492 incidents of Israeli violations of the moratorium and that 2,066 new homes were planned to have their construction begun once the freeze ends.